You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Henat Baba. Today, we're continuing our series on Black satire. We're exploring the deeper meaning of this genre that walks the line between comedy and commentary, and we're showcasing local talent. Today, we're hearing from Bay Area comedian Valerie Vernally.
When I think of Black satire, the first words that come to mind are fear and freedom. Like, look, as a Black person, I'm afraid of everything at all times. You know, like even watching these protests for Black Lives Matter, I'm like, yes, I want to be a part of the cause. I want to be a part of the solution. But there's a problem. I see that at these protests, people are lighting off fireworks. And I'm a Black woman who wears curl activator. And if you get a Roman sparkler too close to my hair, it's all lighting up in flames. Next thing you know, I'm on the news looking like Michael Jackson in a Pepsi commercial. I can't have that. I can't have my mama looking at me going, what happened? All because I'm trying to do the right thing. Even in a space that was created by Black women, we're not even safe. And some of you are saying like, oh, if you're on fire, people will put you out. How are they going to put me out, B? How are they going to put me out when there's footage of the cops destroying water bottles? So there's no water. I'm running around on fire. People are cheering me on because they think I'm reenacting some Buddhist monk protest of the 1970s. So the next thing you know, and the thing is like, I'm big. I'm a big girl. I'm light skinned and I'm going to be bald. I'm just going to end up looking like Suge Knight's stunt double. And that isn't helping anybody. Always afraid of everything at all times. And I want to be a tough person. I want to be that strong Black woman. I want to have, look, a lot of people say that I look like Angela Davis on her day off. What a compliment. I look like a revolutionary on her day off. But I don't have Angela Davis energy right now during this pandemic. What I have is Anne Frank energy during this pandemic. I'm just sitting in my room with my door locked, writing my morning pages, hoping for a bestseller. That's the kind of energy that I have. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people get offended by that piece of the joke, but the truth is that that's how it feels to be a Black person sometimes. It's like even in the safest space for you, a space where people are fighting for you, you still have cause to be afraid. Now, these are jokes, clearly, but they're a way of me being able to poke fun at the fear that I feel and the anxiety that I feel being a Black woman most of the time. So when I talk about Black satire, I can't talk about it without talking about my fears. You see, there was a metaphor once that I heard somebody else way smarter than me say. They said that fear is like a balloon and satire is like a needle. And you take that needle and you poke it in the balloon and little by little, it'll start to deflate. And that's what satire means to the Black community, ultimately. It's not just about venting anger. It isn't just about speaking truth to power. It's just about finding some kind of way to deal with the sheer absurdity of what we have to deal with. White supremacy is absurd. Racism is absurd. Any form of systemic oppression is absurd. The police brutality is absurd. Slavery was absurd. It was all absurd. And at some point, we have to be able to look at it and say that. And the cool thing about satire, the cool thing about it is, you know, if you're Black, you know this. Black people, we don't get away with anything. You know, we always get in trouble with anything. I remember being in school and always getting in trouble. Me and all the other Black kids would always get in trouble at this majority white Asian school. All right? But there's something that happens when you're able to make people laugh. All of a sudden, you're able to get away with things. So the cool thing about satire, particularly when you're Black, is it's one of the only times when you're able to tell the truth and get away with it. And that's a beautiful thing.
That was Oakland comedian Valerie Vernally. You can catch her performing tonight as part of the woman-fronted stand-up comedy show, The Amazonians. Find the details at KALW.org. For KALW News, I'm Henat Baba.